By the time most of us hit our late 30s, the thought of playing even a five-a-side game makes the knees go weak. The mind might be screaming yes, but the body will definitely be saying no. But for some professional footballers, this isn't a time to stop competing. In this podcast, we're going to take a closer look at the oldest players in the history of the Premier League. But one thing I will warn you of immediately, expect a lot of goalkeepers in this list as we reflect on those players for whom 40 is just a number. At the end of this episode, I'll be back to give you more insight into where you can read and hear more great data-driven storytelling like this. But first, here's the old boys, the oldest Premier League players, written by Matt Furness. We told you to prepare for goalkeepers in this podcast, and where else can we start than with John Burridge, for it is he who is the oldest player in Premier League history when he took his place between the goalposts for Manchester City on May 14th, 1995, the final day of the season against Queen's Park Rangers at the incredible age of 43 years and 162 days old. Better known as Budgie throughout his career, which dated back to 1969 when he played for Workington, by the time the Premier League rolled around in 1992, Burridge was better known as a gun for hire, with a short spell at a variety of clubs before landing at Main Road earlier in the 1994-1995 season. Now, City had three goalkeepers on their books already at this time, with Tony Cotton, Andy Dibble and Martin Margotson, but by April, Brian Houghton's decision to recruit the veteran as cover proved to be a masterstroke, as with injuries and suspensions to the trio, Burridge would get the unlikeliest chances. An injury to Cotton in City's home game against Newcastle at the end of April 1995 saw Burridge come off the bench and keep his former club at bay in a goalless draw, and would then go on to start the next three games, ending with a 3-2 defeat at the hands of QPR. To some, Burridge is just an internet meme for his rather eccentric-looking warm-up, which if you haven't seen yet, is definitely worth checking out. But it is that suppleness which allowed him to extend his football career in the top flight, well into a time when many would be considering which tee time to play. Let's try to put this achievement into perspective. It would be like Petr Cech taking off the ice hockey pads and coming out of retirement in late October 2025 to play a Premier League game. Or say Frank Lampard deciding that the way to solve Everton's midfield problems would be to act as a player manager at Goodison Park. And the thing is, Burridge didn't stop here. Although his time in the Premier League would be done, he would spend time at nine different clubs lower down the football pyramid, eventually ending his goalkeeping days, on the field at least, as player manager of Blyth Spartans in 1997. And still, he goes strong today, age 70, coaching at clubs across the globe, helping to unearth new talent and, even as his Twitter bio states, believing that he should still be playing. There's still hope, but for everything you've heard so far, we salute you, John Burridge, the oldest player in the history of the Premier League. Now, a record is a record, all right, but the closest someone has come to breaking Burridge's achievement sort of leaves us feeling a little short-changed. And this isn't meant as an attack on Alec Chamberlain, but he only played 1 minute of Watford's relegation-ending Premier League campaign of 2006-2007. And that was the final minute of the entire season. If you look in a dictionary for a definition of charity appearance, there's a possibility that a photo of Chamberlain coming off the bench to replace Ben Foster against Newcastle United on May 13th, 2007 will be underneath it. Chamberlain was the third choice goalkeeper in the Hornets squad, behind Manchester United loanee Ben Foster and Richard Lee. But Watford boss Ady Boothroyd decided that the final game of the season would be perfect for Chamberlain to take one last step on a top flight field. Maybe I'm being a little hard on him here. It did come at the end of an 11-year career at the club, and the game was played at home at Vicarage Road, so it gave the fans a chance to say farewell to the goalkeeper whose heroics had helped them to the promised land.
Oh no, it's saved! The disappointment falls on Holland, and it's Watford who are going to Wembley to play Bolton in the First Division playoff final. You feel for Chris Holland, you really do, the youngster.
I can't believe it. It's not a good penalty, is it? The pressure's got to him, that's the problem. The pressure's got to him. But Chamberlain's been fantastic all throughout the night. He guesses the right way and he gets his body behind it. It's heartbreaking for Birmingham.
And Chamberlain had previously played 27 Premier League games in Watford's only previous season in the competition, back in the 1999-2000 campaign. But here's the thing, if he had not played a single minute 7 years later, he'd have only come in about number 179 in this ranking at 35 years and 314 days old. And frankly, we wouldn't even be talking about him. But here we are. Fittingly, Chamberlain retired from football just 6 days after this Newcastle game, with this one of only three Premier League games that he did not concede a goal in. He probably just keeps it quiet when telling people, though, that he only played in 1 minute of one of them. In many ways, it's time for the man who should be second in this podcast, Steve Agrizovic. The Coventry City legend played his 601st and final match for the Sky Blues in a Premier League meeting with Sheffield Wednesday on May 6, 2000. Those 601 appearances in all competitions still remain a club record, and he was rewarded with a comfortable 4-1 victory in front of the Highfield Road crowd, aged 42 years and 237 days old.
Yorks through ball, chance now for De Bilder, round Agrizovic for 4-1. So the goalkeeper on his farewell appearance will not be able to mark it with a clean sheet.
At the final whistle, the Coventry fans gave Steve Agrizovic a tremendous send-off after 601 matches for the club, including, of course, the 1987 FA Cup triumph. A model professional, Steve is staying at Highfield Road in a coaching role.
The only stain on Agrizovic's day was that he decided to play in baggy tracksuit trousers, which even in winter months should be frowned upon by professional footballers. But this was a warm afternoon in May. Even manager Gordon Strachan adorned the sidelines in just a t-shirt and shorts. His Premier League record of 191 appearances and 53 clean sheets shouldn't be sniffed at, though. and add in Oggy's appearance in goal in Coventry's only FA Cup final victory in 1987, and he is still fondly remembered in the Midlands as one of the best ever goalkeepers to play for the club. Sticking with those who count longevity as a key factor in their career, Brad Friedel played in 17 different Premier League seasons, although, once again, it was just a solitary appearance in his final campaign in the 2013-2014 season. Although, unlike Chamberlain, this was no one-minute wonder, coming against Newcastle United on November 10th, 2013. The American goalkeeper was 42 years and 176 days old when he played in this 1-0 defeat at White Hart Lane. Against no team did Friedel finish on the winning team in the Premier League more often than the 10 times he did against Newcastle, but he couldn't extend that record on this day thanks to Loic Remy's 13th minute finish. And perhaps Friedel's decision to call it quits as a professional was made easier by what was going on at the other end of the field. Magpies goalkeeper Tim Krul made a remarkable 14 saves, a feat which has yet to be beaten in recorded history within the Premier League, or rather, since the 2003-2004 season. Australian Mark Schwarzer has made more Premier League appearances than any other non-British player at 514. The vast majority of those came between spells at Middlesbrough and Fulham, before the final three seasons of his career saw him play as a backup goalie at both Chelsea and Leicester City, where he only made 10 appearances in the three seasons. The final one of those appearances came on March 14th, 2015, as Leicester City played out a goalless home draw with Hull City, aged 42 years and 159 days old. After this match, the Foxes were stranded at the bottom of the Premier League, with only 10 games to play, 7 points and a game in hand away from safety. They lost the next match at Tottenham, before going on a ridiculous run, picking up 22 points from the possible 27 in their final 8 matches to stay in the top flight. And we all know what happened the following season.
Shades of Ipswich Town in the 60s, Nottingham Forest in the 70s. But this is unique. A modern day football miracle. They have blown their rivals away. They have blown us all away, in truth. Premier League champions 2016, the amazing Leicester City!
Schwarzer remained at Leicester City for the whole of the 2015-2016 Premier League title-winning campaign, but without making a single league appearance. If he had, then he could have entered the top three in this ranking. But I think he'll be pleased enough, though. Just like Steve Agrizovic, another English top-flight goalkeeping legend bowed out in the 1999-2000 season, with Neville Southall ending his Premier League career at 41 years old. Unlike the Coventry keeper, Southall didn't achieve it for Everton, but for a club that most don't even remember him being at. After two seasons in the fourth and fifth tiers of English football at Doncaster Rovers and Torquay United, Southall astonishingly made a top-flight return with newly promoted Bradford City. He signed as a player coach with no expectation of ever playing Premier League football again. But following injuries to Aidan Davison, Matt Clark and Gary Walsh, Southall was the only option for manager Paul Jewell for the visit of Leeds United in March 2000. Southall would be the first to admit that he wasn't in the peak years of physical condition, but to make an appearance in the Premier League 2.5 years after his last, and to concede only two goals to a Leeds United team in second place this late into a season, really wasn't a bad effort. And if you thought Neville Southall had a little bit of a wait, spare a thought for Kevin Poole. His last two Premier League starts came 1,006 days apart, with his final game in the competition coming on New Year's Day 2005 for Bolton Wanderers in their match with West Brom. Being called into the starting 11 for a single game when not having appeared for a while does raise some eyebrows, especially the day after New Year's Eve. But we are led to believe that Jussi Jaskalainen was simply being rested. Poole's return to action didn't start well, as he conceded the first shot on target that he faced in the 13th minute, when Zoltan Gera found the back of the net. However, the day was saved later on when El Hadj Diouf scored to equalise and put an end to Bolton's 7-match losing streak. Poole never again played in the Premier League, but went on to play for many more years at Burton Albion, helping them reach the Football League following promotion from the fifth tier in 2008-2009, before retiring at the age of 48 at the end of the 2011-2012 season. But, remarkably, that wasn't the end for him. Far from it. Because after a goalkeeping crisis at the Brewers in the 2013-2014 season, he re-registered as a player and even appeared on the bench after the departure of their lonely goalkeeper, a certain Mr. Jordan Pickford. Another man who was enjoying retirement when the dreaded phone call came to say he was being re-registered was Jens Lehmann. The difference this time is that the former Arsenal keeper would make his 148th Premier League appearance for the club, as injuries to Wojciech Szczęsny, Lukasz Fabianski and Vito Minone saw him take his place on the substitutes bench before being thrust into action on a sunny day in Blackpool on April 10th, 2011, at the age of 41 years and 151 days old, this time after Manuel Almunia was injured in the warm-up.
You know, you have to protect pensioners.
You have to protect pensioners, the word of Jens Lehmann, starting his first Arsenal game for 3 years today. I wonder if it's been mentioned in the Blackpool team talk.
The Gunners won 3-1, with the only blot on his performance being a 52nd minute Gary Taylor Fletcher strike, but it didn't ruin what was his 200th and final appearance for the club. With this appearance, the German became the second oldest player to ever play a competitive match for the club, with only Jock Rutherford being 8 days older when appearing back in 1926. Just one more thing here. It's obligatory to mention Lehmann's disciplinary record at this time. He was awarded 12 yellow cards across his 148 Premier League games, with 8 of those coming in the 2006-2007 season. This is double what any other goalkeeper has ever been given in a single Premier League campaign. And finally, bring out the trumpets. It has taken us until the 9th name on this list, but we are finally here. It's time for an outfield player. Former England international Teddy Sheringham put an end to his 418-game Premier League career at the age of 40 years and 272 days old on December 30th, 2006, when he lined up for West Ham United in their 1-0 defeat to Manchester City at Upton Park. He failed to score in this match, but he did score 4 days earlier in a 2-1 defeat to former club Portsmouth on Boxing Day, in doing so becoming the oldest scorer in Premier League history at 40 years and 268 days old.
Kancheski looks to pick up Bobby Zamora, and it's in here, and a chance for Ferdinand. Back it goes from Sheringham, and it's in.
Still a wonderful bit of skill from Teddy. They keep the ball alive. David James doesn't make it his. Bounces down. That's all he can do, help it towards the goal. Teddy's quick to react. Great first touch. Super second touch. Helps it back in there. And I think, yes, that's going in.
In fact, each of the top four goals scored by the oldest player belonged to Sheringham, with Dean Windass the next oldest, a wee nippersnapper at the age of 39 years and 235 days old. As a side note, Sheringham is also the fourth oldest player and oldest Englishman to score in a Champions League final. He was 33 years and 54 days old when he scored that goal against Bayern Munich in 1999. Alas, to round off our look at the top 10 oldest players in the history of the Premier League, it's back to the goalkeepers. Edwin van der Sar ended his Premier League career on the final day of the 2010-2011 season, with Manchester United celebrating their title win in style with a 4-2 victory over Blackpool at Old Trafford. Gary Taylor Fletcher must have a thing about scoring against goalkeepers aged 40 plus, as, just like he did against Jens Lehmann, he scored the final goal against van der Sar in his Premier League career, with the Dutchman aged 40 years and 205 days old. Over his 6 seasons as a Manchester United player in the Premier League, van der Sar kept clean sheets in 40% of games, whilst only Petr Cech, at 0.68, had a better goals conceded per game ratio than the Dutchman's 0.76, also winning the Premier League title in 4 of those campaigns. So that was Old Boys, the oldest Premier League players, written and researched by Matt Furness with music from Audio Network. A big thanks to all the places we were able to get archived from, with this podcast presented and produced by me, Graham Bell. This has been a production for The Analyst, the home of data-driven storytelling, which features great in-depth articles and blogs from across the sporting world, as well as specialized data visualization, season-long interactive metrics, as well as some tricky quizzes to show off your sporting knowledge to your friends and family. All of this is on theanalyst.com right now, and why not head over to our Twitter and Instagram accounts too? You'll find us on both of them as @OptaAnalyst. In the meantime, though, you can continue to get lost in the reads from The Analyst by subscribing on your preferred podcast application, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and many others, where we would also love for you to rate and review the show. Last time out, we did a review of the oldest managers in the history of the Premier League, a record that will be continually broken over the rest of the 2021-2022 Premier League season. So it's definitely worth a listen of that. And next time up, we're going to be spinning it up to the other end of the spectrum with a look at the youngest managers in the history of the Premier League. But in the meantime, thanks for listening. And it's so long from everyone at the Reads from The Analyst.